in North Africa and the Near East, water is very scarce. First of all, it is because it's a very dry region, so there is not much water is falling. But on the other hand side, there are also many people are living in there. And if you need food, then you need water. And in these countries, a very big part of all the food is being produced under irrigation, since there is not enough rain. Since there are all the time more people in these areas, more food is needed and more water is needed. At the same time, also more water is needed for drinking water and for sanitation, and also for industry.
And now give us an overview of this database that's being developed.
We want to monitor how the water is being used in agriculture specifically. So we want to monitor how much food is being produced by the amount of water that is being withdrawn from the natural resource base. We do that with satellites. So we see how much water is being evaporated, and we compare that with the amount of water that is falling down with the rain. So what we say is when there is more water evaporating than the rain is falling, then that should be done. Then we need extra water, and that water comes from groundwater or comes from surface water. When irrigation happens, what we need to do is produce as much food with the amount of water that we withdraw.
This information, it's really very technical. It's scientific data, satellite imagery, what have you not. Exactly how does that information trickle down to the farmers?
The database needs to be used on several layers. First of all, the global database needs to be used by countries themselves. Soon, probably the UN will vote for a sustainable development goal, and one of those sustainable development goals is on making better use of water. So we need to monitor the water use. In that sense, that part of the database is useful on the national level for policymakers. But at the same time, of course, there are farmers. They need to produce more crops. And at that level, we need to give also information to the farmers. And that we want to do by analyzing the data and telling the farmers, for example, through SMS messaging, saying, well, listen, your field is not doing well while your neighbor is doing way better. Maybe you should water your field, for example. In that sense, the farmers can monitor the production and the amount of water they are using, and then they can react earlier to increase their water productivity.